This is from Acts chapter 3. One of the things that I've found myself doing over the years is celebrating the reality that Christianity is so simple. And I get so frustrated when people make it real complicated and they keep adding things to the gospel. We've been saying this here lately that Jesus plus nothing equals everything. And what Paul defined the gospel as is that it was an unveiling of Christ in him when he was in Arabia. That was the gospel. The good news is that Christ is in me, and there was an unveiling of that in his life in Arabia right after he had gotten saved. And he discovered, began the journey of discovering not only that Christ lived in him, but all that Christ was in him and was prepared to do and live through him. Thus, the same book he wrote, Galatians 2:20. And in Galatians 2:20, he said, I am crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ who's living in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, not faith in the Son of God. The right translation, the King James gets that one right. The faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We talked about this some last night in our study in Galatians, but this is a word the Lord just reminded me of the other day in my time in prayer, and that's from Acts chapter 6. And that's where the man at the gate beautiful was healed, where Peter and John were coming into the temple, and as they came into the temple, they came through the gate called Beautiful. And there was a man there who had been lame since birth, begging for alms. And obviously the Holy Spirit stopped them, and they set their gaze on him, and Peter said, fix your eyes on us. And then Peter said, we don't have silver or gold, but what we do have, we give to you. That's such a generic statement. What we have, we get to give away. If you don't understand the unveiling of Christ in you and all that he is and all that he has is yours, you don't know what you can give away. That's why understanding the gospel is so imperative. What we've sort of described the gospel as lately, if you kind of give a fuller definition, is because of the finished work of Christ on the cross, my inclusion, your inclusion into the life that Jesus lives and the favor that he lives under. That raises the game. I don't just want favor in my life. I want to experience the favor that he lives under because he lives in me. And I don't want to settle for anything less than that. So when they pray for him, they just said, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, walk. Seized him by his right hand, raised him up. Immediately his feet and his ankles were strengthened, and with a leap he stood upright and began to walk. And he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And when people saw that he was praising God, they recognized this is the guy who all of his life has been sitting at the gate beautiful. And then they ran towards Peter and John because of their amazement. And while the man who was healed was clinging to Peter and John, all the people who ran there to them at the so-called portico of Solomon, full of amazement. And when Peter saw this, he replied to the people, I let this sink in, because so many times we feel disqualified to give away what's been deposited in us because we don't think we deserve it, or we haven't prayed enough, or we haven't fasted enough, or we blew it recently again. But Peter saw this, he replied to the people, men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why do you look at us or gaze at us as if by our own power or our piety, our spirituality, this man was healed, made well? Peter said, it wasn't because of our piety. It wasn't because we were spiritual enough. We hadn't done anything by our performance to posture ourselves to earn favor. It wasn't power that we possess on our own. He says, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has raised his servant Jesus, the one who you delivered up. And he goes on, he says, and on the basis of faith in his name, faith in who he is and all that he has, all of his character, all of his attributes. That's what name represents. It is the name of Jesus which raised, strengthened this man, whom you see and know, and the faith which comes through him has given this perfect health in the presence of you all. What is Peter saying? He's saying it wasn't because we were spiritual enough. And it wasn't because there was any power that we had on our own, but because we're in Christ, we get to use his name. In other words, we get to reckon on his presence, his life. And he said, and it was by the faith that comes through him. It wasn't really difficult. Peter knew he didn't have the power. He wasn't spiritual enough. But what he knew, that the one who lived in him had faith for that. And if Jesus had faith for it, he could believe it. That's what faith is. Faith is entering into his rest. It makes it so simple. The gospel and walking out Christianity is not supposed to be complicated. We're called sheep. We're not spiritual rocket scientists. It shouldn't be so hard. But it seems like so many teachers and so many preachers are out to find the new truth, the big thing to attract people. Listen, just manifest Jesus and people will be attracted, but not to you. You can't do them any good, but he can. A true teacher teaches people to follow Christ, and if follow him means they go past you, that's really okay. Are they, you with me? But he said it was the faith that comes through him. So I thought about that, and I thought about Hebrews 12:2, where it says that Jesus, we're to fix our eyes on Jesus, who's the author and the perfecter of faith. Now, I know for one thing that that means is that Jesus, as the Son of Man, God, very God, lived as the Son of Man. He modeled to us what the life of faith looked like. He authored it and he perfected it. But it means more than that personally. There are a number of times in the New Testament where the terminology is the faith of Christ. Not faith in Christ, but the faith of Christ. There are times we're told to believe in him, but we believe in him and what he believes in. Does he have faith for this? And I believe the author and the perfecter of faith is when we find ourselves in a situation and just the thought to believe comes from him and his confidence that he can deal with this. It's Christ in me. It's by his faith. He's the author and the perfecter of the faith that I walk in daily. We talked about last night that there are two phrases that Paul uses that involves two words each that he defines Christianity with. He never calls Christians Christians. He either most of the time says that you're in Christ. That's what makes you a Christian. The fact that you're in Christ, that's what makes you a Christian. That's what makes you a new creation. It's not external. It's living from the inside out. And the other term is in the faith. And that phrase is used like 21 times, and 20 of those times Paul uses it. You're in the faith. Not in faith, but in the faith. He refers to Christianity as the faith. And I'm convinced he doesn't call it in the works, in the performance, in the doctrine, in the truth. He calls it in the faith. Not just because the Christian life is lived by faith, because we've been placed into the faith, the very faith of Jesus. See, that's the whole chapter of rest in Hebrews chapter 3 and 4. I get to rest in, as I live my life, rest in what he believes for. And that's faith. I just don't have faith for that. Does he? Did Peter have faith in his spirituality? That he had somehow earned favor? No. Did he have faith in his power? No. But he had faith in the name of Jesus. He had faith that Jesus believed he could do it. And so he opened his mouth and spoke it. He said it was through faith that comes from him. See, here's the cool thing. I don't have to posture myself or to position myself to earn God's favor. Jesus has taken care of that already. He's placed me in him, and he's postured for favor. I understand breakthrough. That's one of the most popular words in the world. And I'm all for going after experiencing breakthrough, but Jesus is the great breakthrough. And because you're in him, you are in the great breakthrough. Jesus was risen, he came out of the tomb. That's the great breakthrough. That's yours already. You've got someone already. And you get to participate in his breakthrough and his faith or something. That's a fun thing to take out for a spin. David's in the streets a lot praying for people. See people get healed every week. A number of people get healed every week. And I guarantee you there are going to be times when David just feels like he just doesn't deserve it. He's not really. That's the enemy. When any enemy can get me to think about me and condemn me, I'm not spiritual enough, this is too big, then we're reminded, do you have faith for this? Because it's not about my power. And it's not about my piety. It's all about you and yours. And if you have faith for this, I can go for it. Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.